Well, this is a weird podcast.
Wait, can I do an intro?
Oh, yeah. Didn't know you had one in mind.
Hi guys, welcome to what is hopefully going to be the coolest Evan and Caitlin podcast you'll ever listen to.
That's where we pause for music. Hopefully that was enough time. I was thinking about how good your pun
Oh,
was.
thank you. Thank
Yeah,
you.
I didn't keep track of it. I was like, what's our intro song again? How long do we pause for?
Yeah, we're a little bit discombobulated because we're in the middle of the coldest weather Houston has ever seen in, well, in probably the past like 30, 40 years or something like that.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of once in our lifetime events recently.
I know, too many.
Too many.
Yeah, so it's the, I mean, I've been calling it the Texas ice storm, but I think a lot more states are affected than just
Yeah, I
Texas.
mean, like the whole like North Pole like vortex of cold got like thrown out of whack and sent, you know, an icy blast all the way down there. The North Pole used icy blast on America.
Was
It's
super
super effective,
effective.
unfortunately.
Yeah, so I think we figured we would tell you guys how our experience has been
Yeah, I
in
mean,
this.
we don't have any power. We barely have any water. It's cold, but we do have batteries for our cameras, so might as
Yep.
well feel like we're being productive.
Because we have problems not being productive.
Yeah, I mean, we can't make any progress on our main project videos
We can't
because
stream,
we
obviously.
can't
We
stream.
can barely use a computer.
Yeah, barely. I mean, you know,
We don't really
our
have, you know, sometimes your phone can give it internet, but we don't, our normal internet isn't
Yeah,
working.
both of our cell phones are like running extra slow.
Yeah.
But I mean, overall, we're very lucky. You know,
Yeah.
we prepared. I got a little bit paranoid after Hurricane Harvey, but I didn't really do much about it. And then going into the pandemic year, I actually got like kind of paranoid about everything. So I bought a a big battery and solar panels that can charge it. And we've been living off of that, like, and it's been making our lives so much more comfortable.
But I'm also getting worried because,
It's
like,
down to 40
it's down to 40 something
something percent.
percent.
Yeah.
We're on day two of no power, and there's no sun today.
No
Yesterday, we
sun.
had
Yeah.
sun to recharge, so we're kind of like,
Yeah.
But I guess we can, like, kind of start at the beginning of
Well,
our stories.
I think that I want to do some more disclaimers just in case. I
Oh,
mean, like,
disclaimers.
I think that my intent for this podcast is for it to be a fun story time podcast where we tell you guys about our experience and kind of bring you along with adventures. We are in the middle of this, and it is fairly serious. I mean,
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I don't think fun is really the right word. We're gonna try to keep it as lighthearted as we can
Lighthearted,
because we're generally lighthearted people, but it is like a serious situation
yeah, and I know
for
that
everybody.
a lot of people that live in colder locations than this might be thinking, oh, it's not that cold. But I think the big thing is, you know, so many people aren't prepared for it. They don't know
Yeah.
how to drive in this weather. We don't have snow plows and salt,
Our
and
houses aren't built for this, our cars aren't
our
built for
plumbing
this, our
aren't built
plumbing.
for the
Our like
insulation of our
power
homes.
grids of our cities aren't built
Yeah.
for this.
So a lot of people are going through really difficult experiences, more difficult than we are. So when we're complaining about pipes and everything, it's within the context of we are very lucky.
Yeah.
So I do feel very nice. We have some wood we can burn so we can like stay warm.
Yep.
You know, I think that like I totally understand fireplaces as functional objects now
I know.
after this, because in Texas, like
You
they're
don't
kind of
actually need it most of the
decor.
time.
But I'm
Yeah.
like, oh no, fireplaces. I am a big fan of
Fireplace.
fireplaces.
Well, we were even, we'll get into like how we've been trying to make food later, but we were even like, you know what? If we run out of battery power, we have cans of beans and we have a cast iron skillet and we could put that skillet and we could heat up some beans
We can
and
have
we dip chips
warm
in
beans
it.
and chips.
Like, I'll dip chips in beans.
Warm beans and chips.
Warm beans and chips. You
Yeah.
know? So
Okay.
fireplace functionality is
So
real.
I think that's enough of a disclaimer. You know, we're just mainly going to
Yeah.
be talking about our experiences. And it all starts with hearing about the winter storm coming our way. I think the day before, we were with our family And my mom was warning us that, like, it's going to get, like, legit really cold.
Yeah. The thing is, what I was, like, hearing from everybody and what I saw was that there was going to be one day where it didn't get above freezing.
And I think that the only thing that we were worried about is not being able to drive on the roads.
Yeah. So we, like, got groceries and we were like, okay, well, you know, like one of the projects that we were going to film, we were waiting on a bunch of deliveries. So we're like, okay, well, let's switch gears because those deliveries are getting delayed. So we kind of made some logistical plans and got some food that we could cook. And day one, aside from the leak.
Well, here, so we got a little bit prepared. We got some food. Day one, we wake up and Caitlin comes, like, yells back towards the bathroom, like, Evan!
Yeah, well, that's what I was about to get into, was the leak.
Yeah, the leak, yeah.
Yeah, I wake up, and we had run our faucets overnight, just, like, barely.
Teeny little drips, yeah.
Because, you know, it was supposed to freeze, and that's good practice.
Oh, wait, can I tell them about my straw? My straw invention?
Okay.
Okay, so the faucets are dripping, drip, 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 and our bathroom to our master bathroom to our master bedroom, there's no door there. So the faucets were dripping, and I have this huge pet peeve about repetition that I just cannot stand.
I think this isn't your pet peeve about repetition. I think it's just like
a loud noise.
Noise.
Yeah. So I knew it was going to be hard to sleep. So I jumped up and I ran into the kitchen and I got some straws and I connected the faucet that was dripping to, like, the drain thing, and it created, like, this laminar flow down in there, and then it was nice and quiet. So I think that was the first invention of the ice storm.
We've benefited from that very much.
We really have.
So we ran our faucets, like, on a slow drip overnight because it was going to freeze. And so I wake up in the morning, and I'm going to the kitchen to get Jube her breakfast, and there's a huge puddle of water on the floor. Huge puddle.
Huge.
And my first thought was, like, did our sinks overflow or something because we ran them? Like, maybe there was, like, a clog in the drain and it just started filling. And I'm looking at the sink. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? And then I hear the drip. And I realize that it is dripping from our ceiling. And there are two leaky spots in our ceiling. So we clean up the water. Evan goes into the attic.
Yeah.
I'll let you take it from there since you were the one up there.
I think that my first trip up there was just like an exploratory trip trying to find it. And there's a vent near the drip and we kind of use that to like triangulate the location of the drip. But the weird thing is the place where the water was hitting our ceiling was about like 2 feet away or like a foot and a half away from where the actual leaky pipe was. So I was in the attic for so long. We don't have good, like, footing over there. Mm. I'm just, like, balanced between these two things, leaning over, like, trying not to fall. And, like, by the end of this whole, by the end of that whole day, I'm kind of jumping ahead. My legs were, like, shot. I know that's, like, a weird detail to include, but, like, it's so weird.
So much squatting.
I've never worked out my legs so much in one period as I did squatting, trying to find the leak and fixing it and everything.
Yeah, but you did find it.
Yeah, so thankfully I brought a tape measure up there and I found it, and I was wearing gloves, so I was able to run my hands along all these pipes. But there's so many false positives because, and I didn't even tell you all this because I don't know. I just said, like, I found it.
Yeah.
And we moved on because we just had to go. But there are multiple pipes running through that area. And I found water under each of them at some point because the water was flowing from the leaky pipe down along the insulation through everything. It was like, you know, there's a puddle up there and a puddle down there. Not really a puddle, but like there was wetness in multiple locations. And I kept on like saying, this is it. And I would brought some paper towels up there too, smart. And I would like wipe it down and I'd try running my hand through there again and there's no water. The thing that finally did it is I kept on like rummaging around and like running my hands along things. And I actually had to remove, there's some insulation along our hot pipes to keep it hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to remove some insulation from them because I couldn't tell where it is.
So it was a hot pipe.
It's a hot pipe. And there's a little tiny pinhole leak on it. And I finally was like running my hand along all the pipes all over the place, like spreading my search out wider and wider and wider until I finally heard a noise. And the noise is the thing that finally let me hear it, because the leaking pipe was going like making a noise. It was peeing. So I found it, and we had brought a little tin pan up there to collect the water. And I put the tin pan there, and I came downstairs, and I just kind of started pacing. And Caitlin can describe the mood I get in when I'm brainstorming. I just like have this lost look on my face, and I just wander the house looking for inspiration. And I was just trying to like come up with a way to stop the leaking pipe, because normally the way you do it is you'd run to the local home goods store, get a pipe clamp and clamp it.
But roads are iced over.
Yeah. And we had been looking online, and, you know, we'd been prepared for it. We knew that like roads were going to ice over. And yeah, we looked online, and, you know, all of the government officials all over the place were saying, stay off the roads, stay off the roads. So, you know, we're not just like rule followers. We're suggestion followers too. Because they didn't make it illegal around here.
I know.
Yeah. So I looked around, and from the underwater stream, we had some gasket materials. I'd ordered all sorts of gasket types and everything, trying to get that seal to work. And so we had various gasket materials left over. And I'm like, all right. So I have something to create a seal. Now I need to apply force. But I also want that force to be evenly distributed. So I need a backing plate of some sort. Then I started looking around for backing plate materials. And I settled on the flashing from the cat wheel. And we've used that flashing for all sorts of various things, right? It's nice just to have like...
just have metal flashing on
thin here. Sheet metal around that you can do stuff with. So yeah, I grabbed that for the backing plate. I grabbed some double stick tape to attach everything together. Actually, some of the gaskets did have, you know, tape
details.
On the back. Yeah, details. Anyways, and then I started searching for some way to clamp it. And I was looking at like, you know, strap clamps or pipe clamps or all sorts of various things. And I finally found the right one. We clamped it. It seemed to be working. And you can pick up the story from here. Sorry, that was a long, detailed.
No, it's dive. Fine. It's fine. I mean, it's still kind of your story to tell. But basically... wait, is this when I went up?
I think that like I was done at that point.
Oh yeah, this is when I went. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but like, you know.
So I went up to go check on the leak. This was several hours later, before bed. I get up there, and the tray is over halfway full. So we, you know, based on when we did it, we knew that it wouldn't last overnight, even if we emptied it. So. We knew that we were gonna have to like tighten it or fix it or something. But first I had to empty the tray. And so I had brought up a solo cup with me, because the trays are those little like kind of wobbly foil trays that are like disposable things you use in like the grill and stuff. Yeah, they're thin and weak and kind of floppy rectangles. And so I brought up a solo cup to dump the water into. What was that? Oh God, that was you. That scared me.
I just wanted to scoot just a little bit so they could see the fire.
Oh, okay. Here.
Just because, like, we're like, you know, we're absorbing the fire, but I just want them to enjoy.
They need
the benefit
to get the cozy vibes.
Cozy vibes, yeah.
So, I dumped the tray into the cup, but there's also a couple other trays up there from when you were like working on it, and so the solo cup ended up being literally filled to the rim, and now I have to trek back. Across the whole house worth of attic.
And it's tricky and kind of treacherous.
It's very treacherous. It's hard to see things because we've blown insulation, so it's hard to like see what you're doing. We don't trust it. And like, I realized that I'm not comfortable walking back with one hand holding water, and I don't want to spill it because I don't want to cause another leak. And so what I ended up doing is I would like plant both my feet, have the cup in my right hand, grab onto a beam with my left hand. I would I'd like squat down, reach forward, set the cup ahead of me, stand up, grab onto things with both my hands, because I'm only comfortable moving if I have like three points of contact.
Yep.
So I don't like lifting a foot to take a step if both my hands are not locked onto something.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that I would step forward, squat down again, reach behind me, yeah, grab the cup, move it forward. So it took me so long to like barely ooch along.
Yeah. I mean, the main treacherous part is this part of our house right behind us, actually, where there is a skinny part of our attic. There are two ducts. There are like
several lights.
There's a gas line. There's a at least two plumbing lines. There's power cables running all over the place, and it's all a very narrow thing.
It's treacherous.
And you have to step over the ducting multiple times.
And the light boxes. Yeah. And yeah.
And it's all on the ground. Nothing is run along the joists, yeah. No. Which is something that I wish was the case.
Anyways,
I don't want to,
like, we're going so deep down the leak story, which doesn't, I don't think it was even caused by the cold. I don't know.
I don't know why.
I don't know if it was caused from us running our pipes overnight and our pipes aren't used to, or running our sinks overnight and our pipes aren't used to that.
Yeah.
It's sad because it messed up our floors.
Yeah, it really did.
And we have some extra boards somewhere, but we're probably going to have them replaced, and hopefully we have enough because it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
Which makes me very sad.
Very sad, yeah. 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 I mean, like, the floors was, like, the first, like, ooh, splurge. We're going to get, like
make They weren't even that much of a splurge because we got laminate, not wood. And if we'd gotten wood, maybe they would have held up a little bit better than the laminate.
Yeah, but, like, they were our first, like, treat yourself homeowner investment.
Well, we paid someone else to do it instead of doing it ourselves.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, we are adults. We own a home and we have nice floors.
Yeah, I have a strong attachment to these floors.
Me
and
too.
I was very sad to see such a big area messed up.
Yeah, me too.
Just like right in the middle of like the main area. It's not like tucked in a corner or something. It's just, you know.
Well, I think it's a really interesting like doing this podcast with you because like we are more fully stopping to tell the story to each other too and like reflect on things.
Yeah.
Because like, I think that honestly,
we were so in such go mode in the moment.
Yeah. But also even since then, we've been like, okay, how do we like, you know, get solar going? How are we going to cook?
Yes.
How are we going to like clean things? You know, our garbage disposal, you know, it's just been like, you know, I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but it's kind of just been problem solving mode ever since that point.
Yeah, for like 48 hours.
And also for two like highly productive driven people, it's been hard to like, you know, stay, you know, feeling good about things.
Yeah.
It's hard to just sit on the couch. And also our pastimes are video games and internet, things requiring internet.
Yeah.
And we can't do that much either.
Yeah.
Anyways, but going back to the oh yeah, no, going back to us reflecting, it's interesting, like us fully sharing the story with each other.
Pent up feelings.
Because like it's interesting because like we didn't talk about it much up until this point.
Yeah.
You know, we've been going through it and I think that we've, you know, chatted some about how we're doing, but like not all the details. It's just interesting. It's just
I was also kind of sad that I didn't film.
Oh yeah.
I kind of like wish that I had filmed the leak. And like film discovering it and the whole saga. Cause I'm like, man, it probably would have made an interesting video, but it was like we're not vloggers. So like when we're going to film something, we are like, okay, let's get ready. Let's get all the lights set up. Let's get the camera set up. We're going into filming mode.
Yeah.
We have like a set that we film in basically in the garage. And like if something unexpected happens in our life, our first thought is fix the thing.
Yeah.
It's not, oh, we got to film this for YouTube. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of wish that for this moment I had filmed it because I think it would have been interesting.
Well,
I think that
one thing that we can do, and you know, we talked about this a little bit afterwards, but we do have these like really small cameras that are like pretty good no matter what lighting it is and like pretty good audio.
Yeah.
So we don't need a mic because I think that like, you know, when we film.
Yeah. I don't want to get too down that tangent. I'm kind of like, so I apologize if I am like breaking you away from tangents, but it's because we're running lights and our camera and our mics and like batteries and power is valuable. And I don't know how long this camera is going to record. So I kind of want to like get to the more parts of the story. And
I'm glad you said so because I think that I was wondering why you're like rushing so much. I looked up these lights. These lights will last hours. the camera will last hours, and the everything will last hours.
Okay.
So we're totally good. Okay. I guarantee it.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, I've been a little worried about time.
No. I want us to like just relax and like tell the story.
Not
and...
relax. I know this fire looks relaxing, but I've been like, okay, we gotta. Oh, we're only on the leak. We haven't even made it to day two.
No, relax. Look at me.
Okay.
Look at me. Deep breath. That wasn't a deep breath at all. Look into my eyes. I can barely see it's gonna. Okay. I'm gonna set down my warm tea. I think you might need a sip of it. Okay, deep breath. Ready? Do you feel relaxed?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try not to be so like. Yeah.
No.
I try not to be the tangent police so much anymore.
No, like the camera battery will last.
Okay.
The mics are completely good. The lights are the only concern, but they're going to be fine. And we have other lights and we have AA batteries that can run them. And we're totally good.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
In terms of like lighting and LED, one thing, this is a big side tangent I'm just going to go down on.
Oh, no.
But like one thing we've been learning a ton about is how much various like outlet or like various activities cost in terms of like watts and everything, like cooking, heating, anything to do with water. Oh my gosh, that uses up so much power.
Yeah.
But lights aren't bad, so we're good.
Yeah. So, anyways, you had to fix you had to redo the whole leak.
One thing that's really interesting that's a neat little side benefit of us posting the leak story on social media is some people on Twitter pointed out that. The method I use where you have a gasket and you have a metal backing and you have these pipe clamps is some people pointed out that that's the same method that engineers on nuclear submarines use to fix emergency leaks on the nuclear submarines. Now, of course, they have much like more polished like patches that they put over it.
That's so cool.
I thought that was pretty cool. But like, I was actually inspired by that. I watched the video. This is when we still had power. So I watched the video and I was looking at the patch they used and what Dromeda rubber that I thought it was. And one thing I realized is the rubber that I used was very weak rubber in a way. It was a soft Dromeda of a steel for a gasket. So, I like that because it could really conform with not much pressure, but it can't hold much pressure and it wasn't super strong. So I upgraded the thickness and hardness of the seal. I added more backing plates and I used more pressure to hold it down. Cause that's one thing that I learned from the nuclear engineers and how they did it. So I kind of used that and I redid the seal and, it seemed to stop it and it's held ever since.
And that was right before bed. And so we were just like, I hope this works. And we went to sleep. And then the next morning I went up there and checked it.
Yeah.
This was yesterday morning and it was dry. Yeah. So, you know,
I think
I haven't been up there again since.
Yeah. That's the end of the leak story. You know, hopefully it holds until we can
get a
longer term plumber fix out here.
We thought we were like, oh man, this, you know, leak is kind of annoying, but you know, at least we have power. At least we have water. You know, at least there's that. And, you know, we can handle the leak.
Yeah.
And we went to bed with that, thinking like, okay, we got it fixed. And then we woke up at 3 a.m. with no power.
Yep. Everything shut down.
So, which is fine. You know, we went back to sleep and just figured we'd, like, deal with things in the morning.
Mm.
And we ended up not having power all day yesterday.
Yeah. And basically up until right now, I mean, we had a short little burst of power from midnight till 3 a.m. And like, I like kind of jumped out of bed and ran out here and plugged in our big battery to get it charging for as long as it could. But, you know, it didn't charge much.
But other than that 3-hour window, we haven't had power since, let's see, it's Wednesday at like 11 or something right now. We haven't had power since Monday night.
Yeah, 3. So I think it's been 3 a.m. So we're approaching like 36 hours,
aside from that 3-hour window.
Yeah, which is like, you know, a decent amount of time to go without heat for a lot of people that don't have like alternate sources and stuff.
Yeah, thank goodness for the fireplace. I mean, yeah, the fireplace, we've been doing okay heat-wise. It's in the 50s, like the low to mid-50s in the house. It hasn't gotten below the 50s. I think the thing that we're struggling with is food. Because, like, it takes so much. Well, we haven't been struggling with, but that's the struggle I foresee coming.
You know what one thing I thought of that was super interesting? Thank goodness we did. Because you said it didn't drop below the 50s inside. And I think the only reason for that is because when we moved in here, you know, we realized that, like, the house wasn't that insulated. And one of the first big DIY projects we took on ourselves was blowing all that insulation. And I think every time we show our attic, everyone's like, what is wrong with your attic?
What is all that stuff everywhere?
What's all that stuff? That looks horrible.
It's blown insulation.
Yeah, and it's this, like, it's this... I don't know if it's common or not, but like...
Well, it was like green fiber, so it's like recycled materials as opposed to fiberglass, because since we were doing it ourselves, we didn't want to be like dealing with fiberglass and like, you know, risking breathing that in and stuff. So that's why it's all like dusty and dirty looking. It's just
but
like
we did that over the course of like 1 or 2 weeks, installing all the soffits, insulating all of the lights that weren't insulated, radiating contact.
We like insulated the crap out of our attic.
We insulated the crap. And if it wasn't for that, I wonder how cold it would have gotten, because we insulated more than is required in Houston.
That's
so
true.
Like if we hadn't have gone so like insulation happy when we were doing it, we're like, well, we're up here, we might as well just insulate the heck out of it. If we hadn't have done that, how cold would it have gotten here?
I don't know.
Especially since when we moved in, a lot of the insulation was like literally ripped down, laying everywhere. We had bare spots. Just all over our house, where it was literally like one sheet of drywall in between us and the elements, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have gotten much colder.
Yeah. That's interesting. I'm just like patting ourselves, our past selves on the back for doing that work back then.
Yeah.
Because we thought it was just about saving energy, but it's also been keeping us warm.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of a difference it made, but I'm glad that we have it just in case.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we woke up, we didn't have any power. We got our battery, our like big rolly battery running to charge. Just a couple things. I think we just, I don't even think we started with charging the fridge. I think we just, or did we?
I don't know when we started using it for the fridge.
We might have just used it for like your computer. And we ran solar out the patio because it was the smallest door into the house.
Yeah.
Like the smallest opening. So we ran it out the patio into the yard to charge the batteries. And we actually had like a few hours of pretty good sun.
Yeah, pretty good sun.
Where
yeah.
like we weren't using up the battery. It was staying pretty even for a few hours.
Yeah.
And we like hooked up the fridge just so like our food didn't go bad. And we have like, I'm so glad that we have these. We got these when we were doing Evan and Caitlin cooking videos. We got these two little electric skillets because our cooktop is not gas. So like when the power goes out, we can't use our cooktop at all. There's, aside from, I guess, like a cast iron full of beans in the fireplace. I don't know how we would make warm food.
Yeah.
And so luckily we had that little skillet and we could, we made tacos.
Yeah.
And I had bought stuff to make guac. So we made tacos and guac.
Guac was amazing.
I know, like I want
that
it
was
now.
Like, I want it now.
I'm so hungry. but that made us realize just how much power that little cooktop takes.
It's so much. It drained our big battery, which is like, you know, supposedly like, you know, it's supposed to last you like a lot. Like just cooking a meal dropped us like how many percents?
Like 8% or something?
8% just to cook tacos.
Just for tacos. And I wasn't even cooking for that long.
Yeah.
It was just crazy.
And you had already cooked it. You were just reheating it.
Yeah. I had already cooked it.
Yeah.
I was just reheating
leftovers.
Imagine
if we had to cook fresh.
No. That would have taken so long. Yeah, luckily I was just reheating stuff. And that made us realize like, okay, we're going to have to be really conscious of what we cook. Like I had plans to do like this big pressure cooker meal, but it was like, that's a lot of heat and a lot, well, I don't know exactly how much heat, but it's a lot of like time to cook. You know, in the pressure cooker, you make like big batches And that's an inefficient use of power because we're only going to eat a single serving. So we only want to use enough heat required to cook a single serving.
Yeah.
And so like all the prepping we had done, some of it we're getting to use, but like some of the stuff that we had prepped, we just hadn't expected our power to be out this long.
Yeah.
And so like we're not really able to eat it. So we're kind of getting creative around the house.
One thing that's interesting that I realized is, you know, as people who are kind of like generally always filling up our lives to the point where we don't have much time, time is very valuable to us. And I think that, I feel really lucky that we can run the fridge and freezer, because I think the thing that would like upset me the most if things spoiled in our fridge and freezer are losing all of the meals that like mainly Caitlin has like invested time and effort and like all this, like we have so many homemade sauces and soups and like taco ingredients and like
so much
like that, like we've put a lot of time into these delicious, delicious things that my mouth is watering thinking about because I can't eat them right now. But like, I'd just be really sad to like lose all of that time that we put into it. I don't know. It seems silly.
And you don't want your freezer like melting.
Yeah,
stuff then you have to like, it's a big pain.
If it gets to a certain point, you have to like unplug it, let it like evaporate out, dry it out, and start over again.
Huge pain.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, so we mostly use the battery to keep the fridge going and to twice a day cook.
Mm-hmm.
For dinner, we ended up making ramen, which was like the most time efficient, power efficient.
Yeah, yeah. Just boil water.
Just,
and you're done.
Just a small amount of water. Yeah. Boiling water actually like is not
cooking,
super efficient.
Cooking pasta wouldn't be good. I'm actually going to move down.
Ooh, then I'm going to take the butt pillow.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Is your head? Of course, your head's still visible. But yeah, yesterday was a lot of like shenanigans with the solar, like you had to keep moving it.
The solar, because like we have a lot of trees in our neighborhood, which is great. I love trees, but also like one thing that I'm realizing with solar is like if direct sunlight, 100% direct, not like reflected, not anything like that, it has to be like direct sunlight has to hit the solar panels. If it's not that, it's like barely doing anything. It's a cloudy day today. I'm kind of jumping ahead again, but it's a cloudy day today. And I checked to see how much power was being generated by our solar panels. And it's like basically zero.
Yeah.
When it's like really overcast like this, it really needs to be like direct sunlight, which
we
is
we only got that
eye-opening
for
to me.
A few hours.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And like, I'm really grateful that we had it. It's at least something.
It really did help.
Yeah, it did help.
Yeah.
But we were kind of like, okay, you know, we thought we'd be able to run our computers and get work done, and that's really not practical. Like, we need to save power for the purpose of food, basically.
Yeah.
Like, so we're not, we had like these little heating pads that we're like, ooh, we'll stay warm. We'll like wrap ourselves with the heating pads under blankets. And we're like, nope, like, we need to use our power, our limited battery supply, for food.
Yeah, or for whatever else. You know, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, something else might come up.
But like,
you know, work is like, less important.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Work is less important than eating.
I mean, we have like, we have so many chips.
We could just eat chips.
But yeah, we could just eat chips. But we didn't really, we weren't super prepared with like meals that don't require heating.
We can eat cold beans.
I don't want to eat cold beans. I want to put them in the fireplace.
Is it weird that like thinking of like fireplace warmed beans and cheese makes me excited to eat it?
Yeah, it does sound kind of good, actually. Like, I do just kind of want like a skillet of warm refried beans and cheese and dip chips in it. We have so many salsas. Like, I can make guac. I can make more guac. Anyways, it sounds kind of good, but I am a little worried about like putting the beans in here, and we only have a couple logs. What we mostly have is like fire starter bricks.
Yeah.
And like, are those going to put off weird fumes that you can't cook beans over? You might
need to do some internet searching on that.
Yeah. Anyways, the beans are the backup. Hopefully we don't need to get to the backup.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been almost 36 hours. Like, hopefully we have power soon.
Yeah. There's been a lot of shenanigans. Like one time, like yesterday, I was just kind of walking around the house, just checking on things. I don't really know why I was walking around.
I think
you
were like moving the solar and maybe looking for sunspots.
Oh yeah. And I just heard like a sound that seemed out of the ordinary. So I walked around the house trying to find it, and I realized that our neighbor's plumbing had like burst and was like spraying everywhere. So, you know, I got them and you know, they were able to shut that down and everything. But yeah, it's like,
that was scary though. Just seeing like a huge, and I'm just pulling up our notes.
Yeah.
Just seeing like a huge plume of water. And I was watching through the window and he tried to like close it and it sprayed him in the face.
It cracked even more.
It cracked.
And it was just spraying everywhere. It's like, this is why, like, you know, I'm not saying that cold weather elsewhere isn't a big deal, because it's, you know, cold weather, in my opinion, is not my favorite at all.
That's why we live down here.
That's why we live down here. But like, you know, cold weather down here is so much, like, kind of, not dangerous isn't the right word, but it is.
It is, though.
It's more,
people don't know how to handle it.
It's worse down here because all of our plumbing are like run outdoors, which,
yeah,
it makes me curious. Like, I'm curious to see like how northern houses are built that makes them more weather resistant.
Maybe there's deeper into the ground. So
deeper into the ground,
more
or they're
insulated or something.
Or maybe they just have more insulation around it. Because like pipes out here in Texas are just like run like,
and
our breaker boxes are outside.
Yeah.
Evidently. In some places.
I didn't realize I was weird until it was in a video and everyone's like, why is that outside?
Why is it outside? Yeah, but like it's just things.
Well, and even like so much
properly.
Texas power I learned is from like wind power, and wasn't it like the like they had to be shut down a bunch of them because of the weather?
Yeah, just a lot of things.
So like Texas lost like a quarter of its power just due to those being shut down.
Yeah. But even generators, like you know generators in colder areas, I'm sure take cold weather into account. But like Houston probably has generators that can handle hot temperatures way better than up north. But like down here, like they evidently everything wasn't ready and winterized, you know? So many generators and various things failed because of, you know, they weren't ready for these conditions.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So hopefully there's a lot of lessons learned from this and, you know, the reliability can increase.
I hope so, but I don't really know if there's going to be that much they can do, just because this is like the worst, the coldest Texas in 32 years. Like, how much can you invest in something that happens so rarely?
So rarely, yeah.
You know, so I'm not sure, but yeah. And our families have all lost like various levels of conveniences too. Like, your parents had power the first day, I believe, same as us, but they were without power yesterday, and today it seems like it's on and off for them. Your sister lost power all of day one.
She has leaks in her ceiling.
For day two, she has leaks in her ceiling.
Her water pressure is almost gone.
Yeah, our water pressure is almost gone today too. It's like a trickle.
One thing that's interesting is like we found out through, oh, sorry, go for it.
Oh, I was just going to say, and then my brother's the only one that's okay who has water and power. My parents have it the worst.
Parents, oh my god.
They're on well water.
Oh.
And their pump for that is outside, and the pump is powered. And so when the power went off, the water stopped running and the whole thing burst. The pipe, the main pipe from like the receptacle fell off. It just like exploded off. And so they have drinking water in the house, but they don't have water for like dishes or toilets or baths. And so they're like bringing water in from the pool, you know, and it's just like a huge thing. And they've been without water for like over 2 days now.
Yeah. So
and there's not really like a fix in sight because like it's hard to get people out there to fix things.
Well, I think that another thing that's scary is since your parents don't have running water, their pipes might freeze more.
Yeah.
So the extent of the damage is unknown.
Yeah.
And the time in which they can fix it is so unknown. Because also, guess what's going to happen once the roads are drivable again? All of the plumbing supplies all across Texas are going to get bought up. All of the plumbers are going to be busy for like 2 months trying to fix all of this extensive damage, because it's extensive damage everywhere. And I think the logistical,
it's going to be like, you know, after Harvey, there were so many like,
houses that were flooded and damaged.
They were dealing with water damage. I'm sorry, grab my water.
Like supplies everywhere were low and, you know, all contractors were busy and stuff. I think it might be similar here just because like the amount of plumbing damage just all across Houston and other states that have been affected by this is bad. And I think it's I say interesting, not in a positive way, but it's going to be, I'm curious to see how long the effects of this are felt for.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also just been much longer than we expected, because we all went into it, or at least I went into it thinking it was just kind of like Monday was really bad, and then it would get above freezing. But it's dipping into freezing temperatures all week.
Well, there's two cold fronts. It's two different systems.
So
one system hit us, and we're going to have like a little brief respite where it's like not as cold, and then another one's hitting us. I believe that's the case.
Is that
I'm not a meteorologist. But like the first one that hit like Monday and Sunday and stuff.
Are we in the second one, or is the second one still coming?
Second one's still coming. Yeah, it's like gonna get a little bit warmer.
Over the weekend, it was supposed to get in hit 60.
Oh no, yeah. So the second one doesn't seem to be as intense. It's actually gotten better.
I was like, I don't know if I can handle it.
No, it's tomorrow and Friday. No, I was just looking in the wrong place. Yeah, tomorrow and Friday, Thursday and Friday are going to be getting into the 20s.
Yeah, and finally by the weekend, it won't be freezing anymore.
Hopefully by Saturday, it won't be freezing. But the weird thing. That's
only Wednesday.
The weird thing about this whole situation, since this is like unprecedented in our lifetimes, and you know, this area hasn't been prepared for this, like no one, you know, this isn't like a yearly cycle for us where like our energy companies can say, oh, this has happened before, I know how to fix it, and it'll be fixed by this period of time. We're getting daily updates from the power company saying your power will be off for at least all of today. There's no like estimated it'll be fixed by date. The crazy thing is we just don't know how long will be out for.
How much do we ration our power?
Yeah, will it be out for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it'd be unreasonable for it to be out that long. But like, me and my feelings have nothing to do with the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
This is unreasonable.
Weather, you're being unreasonable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I mean, like, one thing that, like, I wish that the power grid people here would do is roll the blackouts a little bit more.
They are in some areas. And, like,
Power for 3 hours?
Yeah. So, we went to bed. We tried to go to bed a little bit early after day one.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you get to a certain point, there's just not that much you can do. Everything is dark.
Might as well try to take advantage of the sunlight.
Yeah, might as well try to go to bed early. So we went to bed at, like, 10:30. And then at 11:45, we woke up to the power coming back on. And, you know, you, like, did your shenanigans and got the battery plugged in. And it was on for 3 hours, and then it turned off again. And so we're like, you know, maybe we're on like a 3-hour rolling period now. And maybe at 6 a.m., power will come back again. But it is 12:30 p.m.
Oh, no, Caitlin, we got the email that says we're not going to get power all today.
Oh, we got that for today, too?
I think so.
No, I know we got it yesterday. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'll look it up later. But, I'm pretty sure we won't have power all of today.
I was really hoping we'd get power today.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
But, like, you know, we still might. They may not expect it, but it might happen.
I'm not going to be hopeful for that.
I'm not going to be hopeful either.
I'm burying my hope. Hope's gone.
Hope's gone. but I think one thing that I spent a little bit of time doing, I know it, like, doesn't fully make sense to, like, go buy things, like, that you need now that aren't going to come in for, like, days or weeks. But, like, you know, while I was noticing things around the house, I just started ordering things like extra batteries, you know, another solar panel. And then now also, I ordered us like a dual fuel generator, to supplement the battery. Cause the battery is great because you can have it indoors. You can recharge it with solar and all of this stuff. But like when there's no sun and it's an extended period, I think that I'm just going to feel really a lot better having like a source of power for us just in case.
And one thing we realized is like most of the scenarios where we would lose power will probably be weather things like hurricanes and stuff like that. And in weather things, you often don't have direct sunlight.
Yeah.
So it'll be good to have something else.
It'll be really good to have something else.
And again, maybe we only use it once every few years. Hopefully we don't have to use it very often, but yeah. Like that would make me feel a lot better now.
It's the same. I think of it kind of like the cost of getting that is kind of like similar to the cost of like driving with insurance or having homeowners insurance
yeah.
or something like that. It's like you pay the cost and deal with the like storage issues mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Just for that, just in case scenario.
I think we have some hot dogs in the freezer. Can we make hot dogs?
Once we look up if that fire log
I guess like if it's not freezing outside, we could try to crank up the grill.
We could try to crank up the grill.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry, I'm thinking about food.
I'm getting hungry too.
I know, I'm getting hungry.
Like, hot dogs sound kind of good,
hot
right?
Hot dogs sound good.
We don't have
good.
Buns, but we could just like...
We got tortillas.
Tortillas and hot dogs.
Oh, we have like, I think we have one thing of mac and cheese. Oh no, but we can't boil water.
Boil water
takes so long. We found that out this morning. We were like, what's like a hot meal we can make that won't take too much power? We have like little instant oatmeal packets. We're like, you don't need to boil much water at all for those.
And we wanted warm tea.
Well, we're like, while we're boiling water, we'll just use whatever we don't need for the oatmeal for tea.
Yeah.
thank you. So we boiled or heated up our like little tea kettle thing to boil the water.
3% loss.
3% loss in less than 3 minutes. It takes up so much power.
Of all of the things we've used, that thing uses 1,500 watts. Our skillet didn't take up that much power. Our refrigerator doesn't take that much power. Our chest freezer doesn't take that much power.
We were thinking it would...
I think it'd be in the 600s. I was thinking 600, similar to the skillet.
I was thinking similar to the skillet.
Yeah.
But like, dang, so we're not using that anymore. We did enjoy our oatmeal and our tea.
But at the same time, it's probably about the same efficiency because like I was thinking about it, like the amount of power it takes to boil water is a fixed amount. You need to heat it up to a certain amount. You need to put a certain amount of energy in it.
And it is faster.
It's faster. So it's like, do you want it faster or slower? No matter...
That's a good point.
No matter the method,
it's still going to take
the same amount of overall power.
That's true.
It was just so fast.
It pains you to watch that battery drain, and you're like, I hope this oatmeal
is
worth it.
Each percent is precious to us.
Each percent is precious. We're in the 40s now, and we won't have power all of today.
Yeah,
so.
Like it takes 7 to get those delicious tacos.
I know.
And I want those delicious tacos. Like that. I want.
Maybe we can grill. We do have. Do we have propane?
We have propane.
Okay, so maybe we can grill some hot dogs.
Maybe we can grill some hot dogs.
I'll have to go into the freezer. We've been keeping it closed, and I don't know for sure if we have any. Mm. Anyways, we'll figure it out. Well, that's a conversation.
That's
after.
Yeah, that's not a podcast conversation. We're probably just getting people either hungry or annoyed.
Yeah. I mean, but we're kind of getting to present time now.
Yeah.
You know, another fun thing is there's a boil water notice.
Yep.
And as of today... our water pressure is like nothing now. Mm-hmm. Yesterday it was decent. Like we could wash dishes and stuff, but today it's pretty tough to wash dishes and we have to boil water. So luckily we do have some like things of water.
Yeah, that was thanks to my paranoia.
Yeah, when you bought the solar panels like, and stuff, we got some water.
It's interesting. Yeah, like buying that, I felt kind of silly, I have to admit.
Mm-hmm.
I was putting all this time and research into all of this and I'm like, oh, am I wasting time? I remember like back then feeling guilty about like wasting time and potentially wasting money prepping for like all of this stuff.
I'm so glad that we have it.
It's just interesting thinking back. But I think that another thing about this whole situation is like, you know, this sounds like, I don't know, hokey or something like this, but I'm just going to say it anyways because sometimes I'm a hokey type of guy.
Yeah.
A little bit corny, but like, you know, each difficult thing that we go through personally gets us more prepared and more knowledgeable for future scenarios. Who knows what those future scenarios are going to be?
That's true.
You know, like our parents have gone through a lot. Older generations have gone through a lot, but like there's a big difference between someone else knowing it and you knowing it. Personally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And this is the first like long-term power loss, at least that I've ever had to go through as an adult, like not living with my parents.
Yeah. But like
I've lost it for like an hour, you know, here or there, a couple hours, but never anything like this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, there's so many lessons learned, Like even as an engineer who's taken classes on like electrical engineering, like I didn't fully realize like all sorts of various things around power, like how much power extension cords add to the inefficiency of systems. Like the farther the solar panels are away from the battery, the less efficient the solar panels are. The farther the light or whatever is from the battery, the more power is wasted sending it through the cable. And the thinner the cable is, the worse it is. The thicker, the better. And the longer it is, the less bad. And also...
The longer, the more bad.
The longer the cable is, the more bad.
Long and thin, bad. Yeah. Short and fat, good.
Short, bad, good. And also, the higher the draw is, the more the inefficiencies start compounding. And you can lose like 2 to 6 to 7% of power due to bad cables.
So sad.
So sad.
Power so valuable.
Power so valuable. So it's just, you know, all these things we're learning, things that like, you know, little nuggets of upgrades that we can like, you know, make in this house and in our future house. That's one thing I've been thinking about a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like one day when we like build a house or buy another house or something like that. Like, I don't know. I think that all of these nuggets that we've gained from this experience will help me.
We should make notes.
We should make notes. Yeah.
That's a great thing to do while we're just
sitting here.
Sitting here.
Yeah. And I think that about wraps it up. What do you think?
Yeah. We don't really have thing of the week. Maybe we can link to the battery and the solar panels or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I'll come up with something. But I think that,
cause I feel like people asked about it when we posted on socials, like the solar and the battery. Okay. So we'll link to our battery and our solars. And if you have any other stuff you want to throw in,
they're all sold out.
Well, we can still link to them.
We'll still link to them. Yeah. Okay.
They'll be back eventually.
Well, thanks for joining this very cool podcast.
Cool.
So cool. I hope this podcast gave you chills. No, I hope it didn't.
Hope it made you feel warm and toasty.
Hope it made you feel warm and toasty. I think it's weird because we don't have the thing of the week. What comes after thing of the week?
We tell people to give us ratings and reviews.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can do that if you want.
You can do
maybe that. Just send warm thoughts our way.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you next time. Bye.